The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you heard? The word is love. In the name of God, source of all being, eternal word, and Holy Spirit. When God began to create the heavens and the earth, there was already love. There was already the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the love between them and within the Godhead. There are two more verses to holy, holy, holy in its earliest form, in its Victorian form. In thy name baptized are we, with thy blessing are dismissed, and thrice holy chant to thee in the holy Eucharist. Life is one doxology to the blessed Trinity, to the Father and the Son, who for us did deign to die, and to God the Holy One, who the Church doth sanctify. Sing we with glad jubilee, hallelujah, Lord, to thee. We baptize and are baptized in one name, whoever we are among Christians. We are baptized in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we are sent out in the Great Commission, that one that Matthew relates at the end of his gospel, to all nations to baptize in the one name that is the Trinity, God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we are blessed at our going forth from this assembly. In the words at the end of today's epistle reading, the second lesson, in that same name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One name. But wait, isn't that three names? If we wanted one name for God, wouldn't we, like those earliest Hebrews, like Moses asked for one. Moses says, they're going to ask me who sent me. They're going to want your name. What do I tell them? And he gets that great non-answer. I am who I am. Which leaves it a mystery. You can't blame us for trying to name God, the source of all being, eternal word, and Holy Spirit. That comes pretty close. That's from the Christian Brothers of the Schools, you know, like San Miguel High School. Yeah, sometimes we say creator, word, and sanctifier, but those are attributes or functions, and clearly the Trinity is personal. God the Father is a person. God the Son is a person, and mysteriously, God the Holy Spirit is a person, and yet God, the Holy Trinity, is one God, one being. No wonder we say it's a mystery and throw up our hands in praise or in prayer. In the hymn St. Patrick's Breastplate, we bind ourselves as if putting on the armor of God in the singular name of the Trinity. I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three. I bind unto myself today the power of God to hold and lead, his eye to watch, his might to stay, his ear to hearken to my need. The wisdom of my God to teach, his hand to guide, his shield to ward, the word of God to give me speech, his heavenly host to be my guard. You can hear the Trinity all through it. I bind unto myself the name, the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, by whom all nature hath creation. Eternal Father, Spirit, Word, praise to the Lord of my salvation. Salvation is of Christ the Lord, by whom all nature hath creation. Back to the very beginning and all through, God is there, Spirit, Son, and Father. The hymn really does not provide a formula, a philosophical explanation, but it provides us with a promise and a prayer, and a way forward in and through that mystery into an intimate and personal relationship. And that really is what Trinity Sunday is about, relationship. God to God's self, yes, and God to us. All that love spilling over. It is as if the three persons of the Trinity were dancers, dancing between them and among them and inviting us to join them. That's the dance, the holy dance, the interplay of the persons of the Trinity that God beckons us to join. We join in the Eucharist, we join in prayer, we join in baptism and all the sacramental rites. We join at our death and again at the new birth into eternal life, that is the resurrection. The dance, a circle perfected in the Trinity. We join in every day of our lives and the lives of the ones we love and those we see no longer and those we have never met or have yet to meet. God the Father, source of all being, in your generosity you make room for all that is to come to be. In your enfolding embrace we live our lives. Merciful Father, be kind to us in our folly. Grant us the wisdom of the Spirit, the love and grace of the Son, as you bear us into being within the womb of creation. Jesus, eternal Word, you call us, bringing us together. Whether we were there with you, by the lakeside in Galilee, or in Jerusalem and Judea or not, you walked from Nazareth, where you grew up, down the hill to the lake, and there by its shore you began to gather us, your people, your chosen followers. You lead us still by the power and through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that you bequeathed upon your followers. Holy Spirit, you are the God we know. Jesus left you as his legacy to us. Holy Spirit, you are the God we encounter. Jesus left you as his gift to us. The Father made us, but you are the God we see. How do we see you? We see you in the manifestation of your works. You fill us with grace and insight. You give us courage and wisdom. Indeed, you are called the Spirit of Wisdom. God, three yet one, we pray to you, we proclaim you, we baptize in your threefold name, always calling us through the threeness into the oneness. For in three persons you are one God. We experience you in creation, salvation, and the ongoing transformation of our lives in communion with you. Be with us as we go forth to proclaim the good news of your love, your redemption, your care for all your creation, and celebrate with us in joy. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.